عافيه واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فان خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد أيها الإخوة والأخوات في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته كتاب الأيمان والبذور دبوك بسوري إن شاء الله In the book under the Ahkam is the book of Al-Ayman wal-Nuzul. Al-Ayman is the plural of Al-Yameen. Wal-Nuzul is the plural of Al-Nazul. What is the meaning of Al-Yameen? Al-Yameen is the right hand. But Al-Yameen in this context means swearing an oath or taking an oath. Then it is called Al-Yameen because one who is taking an oath, when he's doing this, he will put his hand in the hand of the other person. So they use the word Yameen to refer to the oath that is being taken by another person. And Nuzul, this is making a vow. There is a difference between the two. When somebody says, for instance, Wallahi, or Warrahman, or Warrahim, or Billahi, something of this nature, that is, using the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to swear. This is known as al-yameen or al-qasam. So it is permissible in the Sharia for one to swear by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if there is need for that, or to swear by one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one can say, for instance, wa'izzatillah, that is, I swear by the majesty of Allah, or any of the attributes of Allah. It's either one swears or takes an oath by one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or by one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So any other thing apart from this is not permissible. Why? Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man kana halifan falyahlif billahi aw liyasjud." Whoever wants to take an oath or wants to swear should swear by the name of Allah, or he should be silent. Because swearing by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is shirk. It's shirk asghar. This is a minor shirk. And if the person who is swearing by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that same respect even above that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that becomes a major shirk. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbids that. He told the companions, "La ta'lifu bi abaikum." Do not swear by your father. "Wa la bi ajdadikum," nor your grandfather. "Man kana halifan falyahlif billahi aw liyasmut." So whoever wants to swear should swear either by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or should swear by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or should keep quiet. Because if he swears by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he falls in shirk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَكْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَكْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah does not forgive the partner, the associated with him, but he forgives what is not up to that for whom he wills. So this is why some scholars, they are of the opinion that any form of shirk will not be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any form of shirk. As long as it is called what shirk, this will not be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah may forgive things that are not shirk, but anything that is shirk will not be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether minor or major shirk. So some scholars are of the opinion that Allah may forgive minor shirk, for to use just like any other thing. This is what majority of the scholars are upon. But there are some scholars are of the opinion that no, we have the general verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَكْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah will not forgive the partner be associated with him. So Allah does not specify whether it is what minor shirk or major shirk. So what we are saying is that what is Allah like you, أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ, without distinguishing between major and minor. وَيَكْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ. But he forgives Madhuna Zalika, what is not of the shirk. Liman Yesha, for whom he wills. So that one is committing things that are not of the shirk, will not also watch, will not rely that Allah is going to forgive us. Because Allah said what? Liman Yesha, for whom he wills, not for everybody. So what we are trying to say here is that what? Al-Halfu bi ghayri Allahi, swearing by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shirk, not ordinary ma'asiyah. It's shirk. I'm going to say, minor shirk is even worse than the gravest sin apart from shirk. Only that what? It is not up to major shirk, but it's what? Higher than ordinary sin is not a shirk. And Abdurrahman bin Samura called, from Abdurrahman, the son of Samura, he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يا عبد الرحمن, يا عبد الرحمن بن Samura, O Abdurrahman, the son of Samura, la tas'ali imara, do not seek for leadership. فَإِنَّكَ إِنُّ رُتِيْتَهَا عَنْ مَسْأَلَةٍ وُكِلْتَ إِلَيَّا. If you are given leadership because you are requested for it, وُكِلْتَ إِلَيَّا, you will be left with it. You will not get assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the lead position that you have requested for. When you rutita'a an ghayri mas'alati, if you are made a leader without asking for it, u'imta 'alayha, you will be assisted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at this portion of the hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advising Abdurrahman bin Samura that he should not ask for leadership. Does that mean that asking for leadership is completely wrong? Or one can ask for leadership in some instances, in some situations? Correctly, one can ask for leadership in some situations. Take for instance when you know that you are the only one that is qualified for that post. If you don't do it, nobody will do it. And things will go wrong. In a situation like this, one can ask for leadership. As in the case of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم. The ruler said to Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, إنك اليوم لدينا مكين أمين. That today we have given you all allowance and we trust what we possess. So this led Prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to ask for the post of leadership by saying, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض. So let me be taking care of the treasure of the earth. That is taking care of the crops of my life. So Prophet Yusuf asked for this post here because he knew that he was the only one that could watch do it. If he did not do it, then things would just go back. So in a situation like this, one can ask. But when there are a lot of people who are qualified for that thing, you asking them to give you, then there is problem. Particularly when you are not qualified for it again. If you are qualified for it, you ask for it. And a lot of people that can also do it, this is not something that is good. Now I talk of you asking for it when you are not qualified for it. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam talked about something like this. He said, إِنَّكُمْ تَتَحْرِصُونَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ وَتَتَكُونُ حَفْرَةً وَنَدَامًا. It says, certainly a time will come when you people will be longing for imara, for leadership. And this will be something of nadam. It will be something of regret for you on the day of Qiyamah. So that's why the Messenger of Allah said to Abdurrahman ibn Samra, said, Ya Abdurrahman ibn Samra, la tis'al al-Iman, do not ask for leadership. فَإِنَّكَ يُوْطِيْتَأَ الْمَسْأَلَةِ. If you are given leadership position because you request for it, وكيل تنجينا أو أبندن يوزيج الله will not give us assistance. And that's why the post of leadership is not the way a lot of us today will look at it. Because it's amana. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما من وال يلي أمر رعية من المسلمين فيموت وهو غش لهم إلا حرم الله على الجنة. There is no person that will take charge of the affairs of the believers. He not dies in a situation where he has wronged his people. Maybe he has endangered the public treasure, the public force. He has denied the people a lot of benefits. He has appropriated the wealth and the life, thinking because he's in the position of power and you go scot-free. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fayamuj, and the Messenger of Allah says, Fayamuj, Yawma Yamuj, after having one report, Wa huwa ghashshun lahum, Wa he has watched, he has cheated them, Illa harram Allahu alayhi jannah. Allah will forbid and tell me for him. That is, he will not be among the first people who enter Jannah. He will not go scot-free. He will be punished for that. And that's why the one who knows that post of leadership is something of a man, he will not vie for it. He will not aim to become what a leader. do not aim to become a governor or to become a president or to even become a chairman of a local government. Because this is what something of amana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask him how he has governed the people. And that's why there is a report from Umar radiallahu anhu. That Umar radiallahu anhu says, لو أنا دابة في العراق عثرت لسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى عمر عنها لما لم تمهد للطريق. If a dabba, a beach, was to form in Iraq, Umar was in Medina. If a beach was to fall down in Iraq, Allah will ask Umar of the line, O Umar, why didn't you pave way for the beach? So that's why for a leader to take care of the welfare of the people is something of amana. To take care of the religious affairs of the people is something of amana. Something of amana. It's not that I want to become a leader just to embezzle wealth. I want to become a leader in order to enrich myself, and so on and so forth. It's something of amana. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned Abdurrahman bin Samra, just as he told another companion, the person called Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, radiallahu anhu, such as Abu Dharr, innaka da'if, O Abu Dharr, you are weak. When Abu Dharr, radiallahu anhu, came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking the Messenger of Allah to give him a post, to make him an army, a governor in one of the provinces, the Messenger of Allah said, "Innaka da'if, you are weak." And he said to him, "Ya Abu Dharr, la tawalayanna ma la yasin." Do not be in charge of the words of an orphan. وَلَا تَأْمَرَنْ عَلَى إِسْلِينَ. Don't be amin on two people. This is not to accuse or to attack Abu Dharr. But you taking a post is not because, mashallah, I'm mustaqeem, as far as what the ibadah is concerned, as far as what the issue of the deen is concerned, I'm okay. But you have the physical ability, you have the political acumen to do this. These are things that are also necessary. Not because, mashallah, I have what knowledge of the deen. When the daughter of the man whom Prophet Musa alayhi salam that he met, when his daughter, they said, when Musa assisted those two ladies, they went to their father, they said, oh, our father, istajiru, ala Prophet Musa, inna khayra man istajarta, the best person that you can hire is al-qawiyyu al-amin. Al-qawiyyu al-amin. It is the word, inna khayra man istajarta al-amin. Someone is trustworthy. Because you may be trustworthy, you don't embezzle it, but you have those who are your subordinates, who are what? Who are sweating. So if you are not cognizant of what is going on around you, any blame what is placed on you. But someone who is cohesive, who can take care of things, then such a person is what qualified to be a leader. Not because what I am what a mufassir or I am a scholar of fiqh or I'm a student of fiqh or I'm so and so. That is not enough to make you a ruler or to make you a leader. You must have the political power. Just as you have to have the religious understanding. If you don't have religious understanding, you must have those who are capable, who can take care of things like this. So this is something that is important that you ought to know. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Abdurrahman bin Samra, he said, La tas'al al-imara. Do not ask for leadership. فَإِنَّكَ إِنْ أُوتِيتَهَا عَنْ مَسْأَلَةٍ أُكِرْتَ إِلَيْهَا. If you are given this because you have requested for it, you will be abandoned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why a lot of people who say they want to become so and so, they want to become so and so, when they get there, you see that what? They are failures. They will not be able to deliver something good for the people. You see that the previous government is better than their government. Why? Because there are people who are eager for it. And when somebody is eager to become a leader or to occupy a post, most often such a person is interested in his own welfare, is interested in his own benefit, not the benefit of those that is going to govern. So it's only very few people that will be interested in the welfare and in the religious welfare of the people, not their own personal interests. So, and that's why somebody who is going to take a leadership position because he's interested in guiding the people arrive as far as religion is concerned, is interested in taking care of the welfare of the people, such a person, who would he ask for it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to guide him. But most of those who buy a political post, they are not interested in the religious benefit of the people or the white people. They are interested in, and that's why if you look at what is going on in Egypt now, the so-called Ikhwan Muslimun, they are in power now. What are they doing to the people? What benefits are they giving to the people? No. But these are people who have been criticizing the past leaders, shouting Sharia, Sharia, Sharia. But when they got in now, they are not practicing the Sharia. When they got in, they are not practicing the Sharia. So, and that's why not everybody is like shouting, we want Sharia, we want Sharia, that you should be running behind him. Because such a person will be using this as just what? As a tool to achieve his goal. And once he achieves his goal, he will abandon that. And one will not say, okay, this is the person that has been shouting so and so. Because he's using that as a stepping stone. He knows that this is what he can claim, that this is what he can shout, that may make people vote for him. We have examples like that in Nigeria here, where you see people using the name of Islam so that people can vote for them. But when they get there, what they are doing is even worse than what the past governor did. They are promoting all sorts of indecencies, all sorts of kufriyat that the past governor did not promote. And that we have to be very, very careful, because vying for the post of leadership is not something that is what easy. If one gets there, one may be misled. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised his companions. But when one does not ask for it, but people make one the leader, and the person is also sincere, because they will make you a leader and you yourself, you are not sincere, or you yourself, you are not qualified. You shouldn't say, because people have made me the leader, and you know you don't have the ability to be a leader, you have to tell them that I'm not qualified. So the hadith does not mean that once you are made a leader, Allah will assist you. No. If you are made a leader, and you yourself, you are sincere, and you have what? The ability to do that, which would be an indication that what you are not interested in what? And the power. It is people that have made you a leader, but you have what? You have the wherewithal to rule the people. The ability is there. Then Allah will assist you. But when you are not qualified and people make you a ruler, there is fitna. So we should understand what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hadith goes on, وَإِذَا حَلَفْتَ عَلَى يَمِينٍ فَرَأَيْتَ غَيْرَ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا فَكَفِّرْ عَنْ يَمِينِكَ. When you swear an oath, فَرَأَيْتَ غَيْرَ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا, and you discover that something that you have said, that you have sworn an oath on, or that you have taken an oath that you are not going to do, being that thing is better for you, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what in there you are khair, do the one that is good for you. So at times someone will say, wallahi, I will not come to your house again. But later he discovered that going to his house is something that will be beneficial for you, and that will be beneficial to such a person. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he said, the one that you know is good, do it. Forget the fact that what? Your son. What you know is good, do it. And that's some of us, they will say, wallahi, I will not do this. But people are not trying to appeal to you that do this thing, do this thing. So it's not an evidence to tell them that, you know that I've sworn on this thing, that I will not do it. If you have sworn that you will not do that thing, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what? Ayyatul ladhi wa khair. Do the one that you know is good. Wa kafir an yamin. Then you do kafara of your oath. You do kafara of your oath. So there is way out. When you swear that you will not do something, or you swear that you will do something, you not say that what you have sworn that you do, it is good for you not to do it. Don't say, but I've sworn that I will do that thing. If you know what is good is for you not to do it, don't do it. What about the oath that I've sworn? Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wakafir an yamin." Do kafara of your oath. So it's simple, there is way out. Now, which one should come first? Is it the kafara or doing what one has said one will not do? Or not doing what one has said one will do? The more of the scholars of the opinion that you can do anyone first. If you like, you can violate your oath. But when you violate your oath, you know that what? You not proceed to do the kafara. If you like, you can do the kafara first. Then after that, you violate the oath. But most of the scholars are of the opinion that it is good for one to violate, for one to do the kafara, or to violate the oath, what then do the kafara. Abu Hanifa, rahmahullah ta'ala, was of the opinion that no, you can't do both. It is only one that one can do. And that is what you violate, then you pay the kafara. But what most scholars are upon is that what one can do both. What is the kafara? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the kafara fa kafaratuhu ita'amu عشرة مساكين من أوسط ما تطعمون أهليكم. إذن كفارة of your oath is for you to feed 10 poor people 10 مساكين من أوسط ما تطعمون أهليكم, from what you give to your people to eat, what you use in feeding your children. You will also give about 10 poor people that. With that, you have done the kafara of what? Of your oath. They can proceed to do what you have said you will not do. Or you can do this after you have done what you have said you will not do, or what you have said you will do, you can proceed not to do it. Out is what you rule, or your adoption. كفارته إطعام عشرة إطعام عشرة نفاس من ألف سنة تطعمون أهل أو كسوتهم أو you give them clothes to put on. Not necessarily new clothes, but clothes that are out, that are still cooking. You can give them poor people, ten poor people, أو كسوتهم أو تحرير رقبة أو you see it is أو أو to set free a slave. To set free a slave. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, if you cannot do or find any of these three, you can't find any of these three, then you have to proceed. فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ you fast 3 days. Some of us will believe that if we want to break our oath, what the first thing to do is what? You fast 3 days. No. It is when you cannot do it. When you cannot do any of the three mentions. When it is certain that you can't do one, that is what? Setting 3 days. There is no state to be set free. But out of what? Feeding 10 people. If you have the ability, that is what is compulsory on you. It is when you can feed 10 people, 4 people. What? If clothing is what? If available, you do. If clothing is not available, feeding is not available, tahrir raqaba is not available, then you proceed to what? Fasiyamu salatati ayyamin. Now these 3 days must be consecutive. There is a riwayah of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ مُتَتَابِعَةٍ. 3 days consecutively. But this riwayah that is common, that is popular in the Quran, in the Mus'haf that you have with us, فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ. And that's why it is also our opinion that what? It is not compulsory that you fast this kafara consecutively. You can fast it what? Intermittently. Not that what you make it consecutively, not compulsory. But it is better to do it consecutively because Allah said, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةِ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. So that is what? Is better. But everyone says, look, I'll fast one today, next week I'll fast another one, next week I'll fast another one. The most important thing is that in the absence of feeding 10 poor people, or clothing them, or starting to be a slave, you respond to fasting 3 days. ذَلِكَ كَفَّارَةُ أَيْمَانِكُمْ إِذَا حَلَفْتُمْ. This is the kafara of your ayman. Your what? Your iman, your oath. Either halafu. When you take an oath. So, fahfazu aymanakum. Allah said, make sure you guard to your oath. And that's why it's in Islam, it is not something that is good for you to be swearing an oath often. It is only when it is needed. When it is not needed, it is not okay. Wallahi, wallahi. This is not something that is okay. And that's why the Prophet of Allah called those who are what he called al-mumtik sila'atahu bil-halq al-kahbin. Those who make their merchandise to sell bil-halq al-kahbin by swearing the false oath. Wallahi, and he knows that what he's going to, but if he wants to say, Wallahi, it's going to be 100 people will not buy it. Even if it's true, if it's truthful, in his words, in his oath, this is not something that is good For one to be, because once somebody could buy from you, you are not saying wallahi. Don't bring Allah into this type of matter. La taj'alallahu uddatan li aymanikum. Allah, we don't make Allah uddatan li aymanikum, that we just be swearing oath, swearing oath. And that's why it is only when it is necessary that what? It is good in the Sharia when you are asked to swear that you swear. Then you are telling somebody from the person that says, okay, swear by Allah first. That is better. But before the person asks you to swear, you have also sworn that Allah, because you want him to accept that thing from you. And so it's not something that is good. It's only when it is needed. Maybe you are telling somebody something and that person is what, in doubt of what you are saying. To make that key of what you are saying, then it is permissible. And Abu Musa radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inni wallahi insha'Allah la ahlifu ala yameenin فأرى غيرها خيرا منها إلا أتيت الذي هو خير وتحللتها. Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I swear by Allah, I certainly, inshallah, will not swear an oath, and I will find something other than it better than it. إلا أتيت الذي هو خير, except that I do the one that is better. But I am last one, and I try to watch, free myself from the oath. By being what? By being kafar. And we have mentioned the kafar. Now, when somebody say, wallahi, I will go here, inshallah. Wallahi, I will go here, inshallah. That inshallah has watched water than the custom. So if he doesn't go, there is nothing that is what? That is on him. Huh? There is nothing that is on him, because he has gone his fitna in his coach. And that's why his fitna, to seek exception, is something that is good. Even when you are not swearing, I'll see you tomorrow. Add to it, inshallah. Huh? Because you are not the one that has your soul. Allah told the Messenger of Allah, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلُ ذَلِكَ ذَلِكَ. Don't say, I will do that tomorrow. It is only if Allah wills. Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said a sword that is going to have sexual intercourse with his wives, all his wives. It was said that he had about 300 wives and about 700 concubines. And he said that, wallahi, I'm going to sleep with all of them, and they are going to, each one of them is going to be a mujahid that will fight in the cause of Allah. And he has sexual intercourse with them. None of them had any child, except one that had what? A stillbirth. So it was said that, it was said to Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, say inshallah. In one report finally, he forgot to say inshallah. There's nothing, inshallah, I forgot to say it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, though you had good intentions of what? Producing mujahideen in the cause of Allah. But for the fact that you did not say, inshallah, I'm going to prevent that from happening. And similar things happened to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ ذَلِكَ. And that's why we should build ourselves with what saying, inshallah, inshallah. It's something that one will forget something that often. But let us build ourselves with that.
Anything that has to do with what you are promising somebody something, inshallah, say inshallah. But I keep on between inshallah that you, when you know that you are not going to do that thing. Huh? The inshallah that Islam is talking about, you have the deed to do something, but you know that what it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has the knowledge of the unseen here. And the only one who has the knowledge of what will happen tomorrow, you not say inshallah. But when you are inshallah, you that what? You know you are not going to do that thing. Not say inshallah. This is ma'asiyah. Because you are deceiving the person. You are not telling the truth. When a Muslim, وأن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله نهاكم أن تحلفوا بآبائكم. عمر رضي الله عنه said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade you from swearing by your father. ولمسلم in the report of Muslim فمن كان حالفا whoever wants to swear فليحلف بالله he should swear by Allah أو ليسلم or you should keep quiet. For few riyatin, in one report, Qala Umar said, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا حَلَتُ بِآ مُنْدُ سَرِيْفُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ سَلَامُ يَنْعَنَا I swear by Allah. I did not swear by other than Allah since I had the message of Allah from Allah from the Bible. ذَاكِرًا not knowingly, وَلَا آخِرًا not that what I knowingly mentioned it, well, I ask, woman, I would not report somebody that somebody say, well, Ka'aba. I would not report that. Since I had the Messenger of Allah saying, La ta'alifu, bi abaikum wa la bi ajdadikum. Ya'ni hakiyan, and ghayri annahu halafa biha. That is swore by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what you are trying to say in essence is that what? Swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shirk billah. It is what shirk akbar. And if you are not taking, it will become shirk akbar. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, لِأَنْ أَحْلِفَ بِاللَّهِ كَاذِبًا أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَعْرِفَ بِغَيْرِهِ صَادِقًا. For me to swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling lies is preferable to me to swearing by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling the truth. You understand? What I say, Wallahi, I'm not the one that wrote that told it. Huh? And I'm the one that told it. And I said, Wallahi, this was, this is a thing, it's a big thing. Because I use Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rob the people. But this thing is nothing in comparison to the one that says Mufilatina Asim, Mufitura, Ibrikomu. I swore by the ex. I'm not the one that told it. And it's not the one that told it in truth. But for the fact that he has sworn by order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has fallen into kufr. Why one who has sworn with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the one that stole it, has fallen into ma'asiyah. So this is what Ibn Mas'ud of Allah and was referring to. An ahlifa billahi kafiran, ahabu ilayya min an ahlifa bi ghayrihi sadiqan. So what should avoid it? And when we talk about Al-Halifu, this may come in three ways. So they talk about Yaleenul Lahwi. Yaleenul Lahwi, this is when you just swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you do not mean what you are saying. It's something that is just like a slip of tongue. Huh? Our life, I don't know. So somebody come visiting you, our life, I don't know. You do not have the intention of what? That thing just came out of your mouth. Mistakenly. This is what you mean in love. And Allah said, لَا يُعَذِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ بِاللَّهُ
في أيمانكم. Allah will not hold you responsible for your ايمان, your oath. The love is become by mystic. ولكن يؤاخذكم بما عقدتم الايمان. Allah will only hold you responsible concerning the ايمان, the oath that you have in your mind. And this is what is known as what اليمين المنعقدة. اليمين المنعقدة, this is the oath that you swear and what you have it in mind. Wallahi, I will not go there. Wallahi, I will not go there. As you are saying, Wallahi, I will not go there, you know in your heart that you are swearing. Wallahi, I will go there. Wallahi, I will do it. As you say, Wallahi, I will do it, you know in your mind that what you are swearing. Unlike somebody who is not maybe his hand, he must Wallahi. It is not the time what to make pronouncement of Wallahi. This is what you mean about. He is not responsible. But one who knows that he's swearing, Wallahi, I will not do this thing. Wallahi, I will do this. This is the yamin that you are talking about, the kafara. ولكن يؤاخذهم بما عقدتم الايمان فكفارته اطعام 10 مساكين من اوسط ما تطعمون اهلكم او كسوتهم او تحرير رقبه. This is what you are talking about. Then the third one is اليمين الغموس. اليمين الغموس is the third one. This is the yamin that has nothing to do with what I will do it wallahi, I will not do it wallahi, you know. I will do it wallahi, I will not do it wallahi. This has to do with future. But what that has to do with what? Past. Wallahi, I'm not the one that took it. Huh? I'm not the one that what? Took it. So if you're the one that took it, this is al-yamin al-ghamus, لأنها تجري في صاحبها سنة. Because is this the one who is for the one who is taking into end? This is the one that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that man halafa ala yamin sabrin ala yamin sabrin liyattasi'a bi'amala mu'min muslimin. Whoever takes an oath or swears an oath in order to eat up the word of a believer. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Lakiya Allah yawm al-qiyamah wa huwa alayhi ghadban." He will meet Allah in the day of resurrection while Allah wa ta'ala is angry with him. So this one, فَكَفَرَتْ بِطَعَامُ عَشَرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ أَوْ كِسْوَتِهِمْ أَوْ تَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ, is not sufficient for it. In fact, it's not what recommended for it. What is recommended for it is that what the person should return the word of the person that they are taking. If you don't return it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish you. Someone said, oh, the Messenger of Allah, when I find the shaykh Yatira, oh, this is something that is not just my nothing. Smoking. The Messenger of Allah said, walau awqatin arakan, wa in qariban min arak, wa in qariban min arak. Who will it is, if it is what, if it is a free speech? Huh? Are you to take somebody's property and might not have the watch to swear an oath that you are all around us? Who will it be what, if it is qariban min arak? I'm not very hard to understand this. Don't confuse the Yaminu Lazi with Yaminu Al-Aqida, and don't confuse the Yaminu Al-Aqida with Yaminu Al-Ghamus. Allah is the one who 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 is the one. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد,
What do you mean by concubine? So that's the real thing. Huh? That's the real thing. So if you use the word concubine, some people may misunderstand it, but there is nothing wrong with the word. The English word, so doesn't mean what people will take it to mean. In Islam, it is permissible to have as many concubines as possible, or let me see the right hand to search. Huh? It's permissible to watch to have as many as possible. But a Muslim can't marry more than four wives. Huh? A Muslim can't marry more than four wives. But he can have as many as what? As possible. As many concubines as possible. But the real wives, it shouldn't be more than four. So this is the Sharia of Islam. It's not a concubine does not mean Ali. But let us use the word right hand to search. Whether it is during war or you got it, or if you still have slaves and somebody happens to be a slave of a person and she's a thief. So this is really cool, Yemin. So one can sleep with her. So the Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, asked. Huh? The companions also watch the arch. So this is not haram. This is not what haram. But this does not mean what girlfriendship. No. This is haram. But the right hand to say it is permissible. So a man can marry up to four wives. If he marries a fifth one, he's committing zina. But if he has as many slaves as hundreds, if you're sleeping with them, this is not haram in Sharia. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Auma malakat aymanukum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illa ala azwajikum. Auma malakat aymanukum. Fa innahum ghayru malumin. So any person who is what? Who is accusing or attacking somebody who has right hand possess, and because the person sleeping with the right hand possess, he's asking what type of nonsense is this? Such a person is going against the word of Allah. Because Allah says, "For in your grave, Allah has said, 'Wa man istaghfar, wa ra'a dhalika, fa'ulaika'l-'adud.'" So whoever looks for another way apart from his girlfriend and so on and so forth, fa'ulaika'l-'adud. And that's why some scholars they use this ayah as well to what to condemn masturbation. Now when one is masturbating, one is doing what? Ibtida of what is other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants as Allah. So please, when we use the word concubine or is used by any Muslim writer who is trying to don't understand it. And I think years back, maybe about 6-7 years ago, when communication published a magazine talking about the concubines of the Messenger of Allah, some people said, why must you use that word? So it is haram. But those who are saying, why concubines, a lot of them they have watched girlfriends. So what Messenger of Allah has is what is approved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, Allah said at the point that it is not permissible for you to get married except your wife and watch Malakat Yaminuk. Allah said that with the Messenger of Allah. So ملك اليمين صلى الخميس صلى الله
And we finally shall have time of that review and review them of us. The feeling of 10 people to be done at once or broken if possible.
I didn't say feeling of 10 people. Feeling of 10 poor is to repeat 10 people and make the intention of God for kafara to Yemen. This is not correct. You have to review it. So if you got feeling 10, poor people. It does not matter whether it is done at once or it is done separately. Maybe you feed one today, tomorrow you feed the rest. The most important thing is what Abraham has said to Master Peter.